Supper at Emmaus by Caravaggio. In a setting dominated by darkness, light comes from the left to illuminate the scene. Christ is blessing the newly broken bread. His gaze is downward, and his face is slightly inclined. The man in profile juts out his neck and frowns, leaning forward to better see what is happening as if he does not believe his eyes, while the other, from behind, shows his amazement with raised and open hands. The innkeeper, who looks perplexed, and the servant, on the contrary, remain strangers to the event because they do not recognize the gesture of Jesus. On the table are a few elements: 2 loaves, a ceramic plate with herbs, a pewter plate, and a carafe. Just behind, a glass of red wine. The moment depicted concludes the episode described in the Gospel of Luke, in which 2 disciples walk part of the way from Jerusalem to Emmaus with a traveler, to whom they confide their sadness at the death of Jesus. When evening comes, the disciples invite the man to have dinner with them in an inn. Only when they see him blessing and breaking the bread, repeating the gestures of the Last Supper, do they understand that he is the risen Christ. Immediately afterwards, he disappears from sight. Caravaggio stages the moment of the unexpected revelation. Christ is depicted with his face half immersed in the shadow into which he will immediately disappear. Caravaggio painted the canvas at a crucial moment in his life. In May 1606, he killed a rival in Rome. Waiting to know his fate, he fled to an estate outside of town, between Pagliano, Zagorolo, and Palestrina, perhaps protected by the powerful Colonna family. But he did not stop painting. He made this canvas in hiding. It is the second version of a theme that he had already addressed a few years earlier in another painting now exhibited at the National Gallery in London. Sentenced to death, Caravaggio was then forced to leave the Papal States, thus beginning the last, troubled phase of his life. The skill with which Caravaggio uses light and shadow painted in earthy tones gives the Brera version an intimacy and lyricism lacking in the more theatrical version of London. The work represents a turning point in Caravaggio's style, characterized by a greater attention to the expressive and dramatic charge of the scene, all focused on the characters and the very few objects surrounded by darkness. Light tells that a revelation had occurred. The shadow rests on bodies and things represented truthfully. It emphasizes gestures and expressions. It crosses the face of a Christ veiled with melancholy. It enters the furrow of the bread irregularly broken, true to the plainness that Caravaggio brought with him from his education in Lombardy. The painting, which entered the Pinacoteca in 1939, thanks to the contribution of the Friends of Brera Association, is one of the only 2 works of Caravaggio in Milan. The other is the famous Canestra di Frutta, Basket of Fruit, at the Pinacoteca Ambrosiana.